And we're going to begin this hour with the latest on the condition of Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. He was rushed to the hospital just a few hours ago after complaining that he felt ill. Doctors say Sharon has suffered a cerebral hemorrhage, and he's been in an operating room for more than an hour. Israeli Vice Premier Ehud Olmert has temporarily taken over Sharon's powers. NPR's Linda Gradstein is with us now from Jerusalem. Linda, let's start with the very latest on his condition.
Well, he is still in surgery, and doctors are trying to stop the intracranial bleeding. They say that it could take several hours. He is in a medically induced coma. He is breathing with the help of a respirator, and there are reports that he is paralyzed from the waist down. His condition is serious. Aides to Sharon say that they are hoping for a miracle, and opposition figures, Israeli politicians, say that they are all praying for Sharon's health.
And Sharon had also suffered a stroke last month, and I understand this latest stroke happened on the eve of a procedure that was planned for tomorrow.
That's right. Tomorrow, Sharon was supposed to undergo a cardiac catheterization at the same hospital where he is currently being treated, and it's the same hospital where he was also treated for the mild stroke on December 18th. On December 18th, when he had that mild stroke, in tests, they found a small hole between the chambers of the heart, and this procedure was supposed to be done in order to significantly decrease the risk of a future stroke. Since the first stroke, doctors also put him on blood thinners, which doctors say may have made the current stroke even worse. But on the other hand, they say that would have been the correct treatment. They don't think there was any mistakes or anything, but that might have made the current stroke, which is far more significant than the previous one, even worse.
Linda, tell us a little bit about Vice Premier Ehud Olmert, who will now temporarily assume the powers of the Prime Minister while Sharon is incapacitated.
Ehud Olmert, who is also the finance minister, is one of the closest confidants to Prime Minister Sharon. He, for 10 years, was the mayor of Jerusalem. He is 60 years old. He has been in the Israeli Knesset. He was, I think, the youngest Knesset member, starting in the 1970s. And he often is the one who introduces Sharon's ideas. That's what happened with the Israeli withdrawal from Gaza, which took place this summer. It was Olmert who first talked about it and apparently was one of the people behind it. However, Ehud Olmert doesn't have anything like the popularity that Sharon had. Sharon had a lot of personal popularity as well as political. He was seen by many Israelis as sort of a grandfatherly figure, and Ehud Olmert doesn't have that kind. And, you know, Ehud Olmert is, and Sharon started a party called the Kadima Party. Recently, he broke away from the Likud. Sharon has not named the party list. So there's a lot of sort of disarray in the Israeli political system now, questions about Sharon. It seems to be coming clear. Israeli analysts are saying that Sharon will not be returning, most likely, to really continuing to run the country.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you.
NPR's Linda Gradstein speaking to us from Jerusalem.